Arctic Village, Alaska, March 15th, 1960. With special guests of Mrs. Rhoda Thomas, Mr. Paul Nelson, and Reverend Mary Trelease. Mrs. Marie B. Mott is principal teacher. Mr. Robert F. Mott is general assistant. The service begins with a candlelight ceremony by the children holding candles as the guests enter. Then the National Guard presents arms.
Let's change them and yes.
Janice, would you want to do that as long as Paul isn't here? Do you want to say the prayer, the opening prayer?
Mm-hmm. Lain lagi, siapa yang dapat berbakti budi?
Thank you, Bob. I would like to talk a little bit tonight about the meaning of dedication, what dedication means. When you dedicate something, you set it aside for a special purpose. Tonight we're dedicating our new school. We're setting it aside as a place for the whole community, the grown-ups and the children and the teachers, to use to get more learning, and as a place where the people can get together for the good of the village, for the good of the village, for meetings and other things that take place. Most important is the fact that this is a place where your children and your children's children will be educated, so that they can take their rightful place in this country with the rest of the children. School is a place where the children learn many things, and so it's a very important place. But the children can't take the whole responsibility of caring for the school. Everyone has to help in keeping the building in good condition, and keeping it nice so that it'll be a place to be proud of, even after it's been used time and time again. The teacher can't do this alone, the grown-ups can't do it alone, and the children can't do it alone. Every one of us has the responsibility of working together to keep this school looking good, so we can be proud of it for many years. This is our first new school, and if we don't take care of it, after a while we just won't be able to be proud of it because it won't look good and it won't be a good building. So this is why we are here tonight, to dedicate the school to the whole community. To set it aside as a place that everyone can use. Thus, we must remember that this dedication gives everyone an added responsibility. It gives us all the responsibility of taking care of the building. It gives us the responsibility of keeping our village still looking good, so that your children and your children's children can always be proud of it.
Thank you.
Now we'll have Gilbert Joseph, Sarah Tripp, and Maggie Gilbert give us a little bit of the history of artist relations and how it started.
Can I interpret
what
my
desk is possible? Yes, I didn't know you wanted to, but we'd like to have it in.
And for every thing that are coming into us, we all appreciate it, and I'm very thankful for it. The first time I came here was, it was back in 1928, and ever since then we started to work together and try to build up things, usually under pressure. And now, it just as well as all here with us now. It finally got all here. And during those times, Albert usually tried to direct us under and according to what the Bible says about working together within community. In 1941, that's the first time Ellen started the school. And then Catherine carried it on until 1948. And I don't remember that whether we paid them or they did not pay or not. But they did, they got some pay, but not very much. And during that we were working together like that to build up the school, we did went through a lot of hardships and things like that. And right now, as I am and everybody are, and we are very thankful, beyond all things for all that is being done. And I hope that all the kids here and the kids, all the kids in the future will remember all these things for us.
Who's going to take the first part? Sarah, would you?
No. So when I take it here, it's not just any job.
सब काम खाते को तुम ये थोड़ा लगोगा आई आई तो मेरा सर है
Thank you.
She's telling about the first flag that they received here of this week. She said, her stepfather was the one, was the chief, his name was Chief Peter, that's the name that he is known by. And when he received the first flag, and then they had some kind of ceremony, everybody gathered up and they took this pole up, you know, and then everybody gathered up under the pole, and then they start raising the flag on the pole, and everybody gathered up and start praying, and they're praying as they the flag goes up to the, on the pole. Then the chief said that they're going to have a dance that night, and everybody was happy.
Yeah, gone. You don't like to hear to ഇഷ്ട കൊണ്ടാകാൻ കൊച്ചു ദാസിന് സഹായിച്ച് അതിജയിച്ച് അദ്ദേഹം കൊക്കാം ഞാൻ 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 அதை இது கொஸ்டன்ஸ்ல இட்லதான் நான் போய் ஆயிட்டு is going to the plan, I just want to talk to them. I was set out. Please don't be alarmed. If I'm in cut the public, so chip be that. If I'm in cut the public, so I should be chip the hassle of what the public is. Chip be the fuck is in chat, the fuck shall I be. There's a man that fuck you badly. Treat the distract. The game says, so can get good trip on the want to call you to the country to success service on the so call it good to say so to support it on the bank sometime it should be I'll take it less of the addition
He talked about when he first came and what it's like up here when he first came and so on and how it starts, he didn't start dating up. He said he's not originally from here. And he when he got here, he was really young. He used to just travel around a lot before he came to live up here. He said he just was a wanderer or something. He was fooling around. He came up here with 19 cities. And there was no cabin at all around the world. He said there was one little cabin around the dinner, one old cabin around the dinner. And then he said the next people that built the house up here, over here is Albert Creek and him and Elijah are the ones that were and the next one's the book seven. And he said in both days, most everybody are just having fun. They haven't got very much in a serious mind. And after about Albert Creek, they're building a church, he said. And he said some of them, they told him, I'll build it. And when it's done, Albert said, but then this building is for those who want to pray or call the service or anything like that. That's what he put it up for. He said that's what Albert called him. So from then on, most every night, everybody go over there and read their Bibles over there and gather up in there and read their Bibles. And he said, let me have a thing like that. Once when I came up to live here, I realized that it's a way for me to live where there's no pain and no foolishness. He said, I've been there ever since. He said, I've been there ever since. He said, I've been there ever since. He said, I've been there ever since.
Thank you.
Please, you took a moment for misery. Look at how tight the mouth is. You have to look at it. You have to look at it. Yes. That's your head, remember? When you let your public to the death scene, tell them to let it cut off for it.
I'm good. 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 I'm
come to this meeting.
Thank you.